Hello, and welcome to Ask the Mayor here on WBAA News. I'm your host, Emily Seiberg. Thanks so much for being with us this afternoon. This week, Frankfurt Mayor Judy Sheets is our guest. If you have got questions for Mayor Sheets about what's going on in Frankfurt, you can email those to ask@wbaa.org. Mayor Sheets, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Emily?
I'm doing well. Thanks for asking.
Good.
So we're on the phone with you today. You're in Frankfurt right now. Have you been working from home, working from the office, doing a little bit of both?
I've been working in the office the whole time.
Okay.
I come in every day.
You come in every day. Okay.
Yes.
And then what's the case for other city employees? How many people do you have kind of on the ground with you? How is all of that working right now?
Okay, some of the offices up here have been rotating people to come in on different days of the week so that we don't have everybody in the office at the same time and also that they can practice the social distancing. But we've had all the offices open with at least one person in there.
Okay. And then how are you kind of monitoring, you know, how the public is coming in and out? Or is it completely closed to the public right now?
No, it is open to the public. The front door on the north side, it is locked, but we have somebody that mans that door. So if somebody comes up there, we can get the information from them. We've also put the phone numbers out for all the offices up here and really ask for people to call first before they come up. And then they can just step inside the door, and then a representative from each office meets them there and takes care of the business.
And do you feel like that's been working so far and people are kind of getting used to that way of doing business?
Yes, I think it's worked very well, and we're planning to continue that now through the first week of June.
Okay. So the governor announced yesterday that stage three of the state's reopening plan would start 2 days early, so tomorrow instead of this Sunday. And according to the stage three plan, Frankfurt released for its parks, playgrounds and the skate park and basketball courts are open. Park restrooms are open, and shelters and the neighborhood center are available to rent up to 100 people, since that's allowed by the governor's stage three plan. So before we get to that, first of all, since you were planning for all of that to start on Sunday, are you now planning for all of that to start tomorrow? And then what kind of adjustments do you have to make if you are going to kind of have to look a few days earlier?
Yes, yes. We're looking forward to opening everything up tomorrow as far as the restrooms, the parks, the playgrounds, skate park. I called the park superintendent yesterday afternoon after I heard the change, and I said, we've got to get busy. We've got to get these things open. So he promised me that he would have everything ready to go Friday morning.
So what kind of changes would he have to make? Is there staffing that's involved? You know, what kinds of things has he been working on since you made that call and said, let's get busy?
Okay. I think the sanitizing is the big thing. They're going to go through and sanitize all the playground equipment, clean the restroom, sanitize them. That's going to be the biggest thing right now, is to make sure that everything's ready to go.
So how do you sanitize a playground or a basketball court? What does the Parks Department do to keep those kinds of places clean?
Well, he said they were going to use a spray them down with something. So, and also he'll probably wipe down some of the playground equipment, but some of them also they're going to use a sanitizer that they can spray onto the equipment.
So I know I read in the statement the head of the Parks Department said they expected parents to, quote, take an active role in cleaning equipment before use, and kind of said that people would be using the equipment at their own risk. So in terms of cleaning, is the expectation from the city that, you know, you'll do this big first clean, and then after that, parents are the ones who need to be on top of that? Or will the city be regularly, you know, once a day or once a week or whatever it is, coming in and doing a cleaning of their own?
Okay, right now we have not scheduled anything, you know, that we're going to continue the cleaning. I do know in the beginning, before we close the playground down in that small time frame there, we ask parents to make sure that they sanitize it. You know, they protect the kids, they bring the wipes with them, or whatever they need to do to help their kids. But we do want them to understand that it is at their risk. Now, I'm not going to say we're not going to set up a schedule. I'm guessing it's going to depend on how many people start using the playgrounds and maybe once a week or something look at that, doing the sanitizing. But it would just be impossible for us to do it after every person has been on that piece of equipment.
So I know just in general, cities are kind of figuring out right now how to monitor and how to enforce a lot of these directives that are coming down in the stages, because these places can open, but they can open if proper social distancing is used. And so, first of all, how will the city be paying attention to some of that? You know, who and will someone, you know, go check out the basketball courts or the skate park or the playgrounds, just to kind of keep an eye on things and make sure that everything is kind of, that people are behaving safely, I guess. Do you have a plan for that?
Well, unfortunately, it's not going to be easy for us to do that, but we are going to have the park help out in the parks, and if they see anything going on that should not, they will be talking to those people. As well, I know during some of this time we've had the police officers going through the parks, and if they see somebody out in there, they'll mention to them, you know, that they're not supposed to be out there, explain the social distancing, the safety, and that type thing. So we will continue to do that.
I know that some of the other mayors we have on the show have mentioned that their police departments have had to have those interactions with people sometimes. So when the police department has had to approach someone and say, hey, this is what's going on, this is what you need to be doing right now, are people generally receptive to that? Have there been any issues with that in Frankfort?
When I've talked to the officers that have been involved in doing that, or also to our deputy chief, he said yes, you know, that they get out, they talk to the people, and just warn them of the safety factors involved. And it seems like people are receptive to that.
Okay. I guess also you mentioned the restrooms specifically. I know I've certainly read and seen that those can... those can need to be maybe cleaned a little more frequently. And so again, specifically the restrooms, might that be something that you would look at sanitizing more, given, you know, what a restroom is and how it's used?
Yes, absolutely. We are going to look at keeping those sanitized more often throughout the day.
Okay.
More often than we would, you know, on a regular basis. So we're going to be more cautious of that.
How many restrooms, if you can think of it off the top of your head?
Oh my God.
I mean, well, or even just, I'm just thinking of the various parks in Frankfort system, you know, even just generally speaking, is it, you know, one restroom, two restrooms, something like that? Do all of the parks have a restroom attached to them?
Every park does have a restroom.
Okay.
I'm trying to think. Now, of course, our big park, TPA, I think there's four restrooms out there. So, yes, we do have restrooms in the different facilities along with our neighborhood center that we have to keep up. So
yeah, in
keep them busy.
In terms of the neighborhood center, how big is that space? Because, again, I guess now starting tomorrow, groups of up to 100 people can gather, and that's what's going to be allowed starting tomorrow. In terms of renting the neighborhood center. So how large is that? And will people be able to spread out in the center and stay socially distant?
At the neighborhood center, we have a huge, and I can't tell you the measurements on it, but we have a huge room that, yes, that should not be a problem at all to do the social distancing. We have a couple of restrooms there, and we also have a kitchen, but it's a very large area, so I don't think that's going to be a problem at all.
What types of events are people usually renting it out for?
Oh, sometimes they have baby showers or some have soup dinners that they have, you know, money-making projects. I know like the Republicans use it during the election time. So there's just different things that it's used for.
Okay. So the Utility Services Board voted this week to reopen the Frankfort Lagoons. So first of all, can you just explain for people who are listening who might not have any idea what we're talking about, what are the Frankfort Lagoons? How would you explain what those are to people?
Okay, it is actually a part of the utilities infrastructure. That is our stormwater runoff. That's where the water goes. So it is a part of the utilities. It is a utilities facility. Now, with that being said, they have in the past used it for walking, fishing, that type thing. But it is actually part of the infrastructure for the utilities.
So I was looking at some pictures, and it does look very natural and beautiful. But like you said, technically, it is part of the infrastructure. It's not technically its own body of water. So on the utility services board, and they are in charge of that space. How is that board appointed? Who ends up on that board?
Okay. Actually the mayor has 3 appointments and the city council has 2 appointments.
And then I know you haven't been mayor for terribly long, but are all 3 of the appointees that you appointed currently on that board, or are those still holdovers from Mayor McBarnes?
I am keeping the same 3 that were on there.
Okay.
We have a lot of projects going on right now, and I feel like that's the best thing. That's, for the customers as well as for the city, because they know what's going on. That we have some big projects going on at this time.
So, and I want to hear about those. So part of why the utility services board decided to close the lagoons was because they said they wanted to keep employees and volunteers safe. They mentioned wanting to be careful about picking up trash in the area. And again, it looks like people go out there to go fishing. They go birding. Maybe they just want to go enjoy nature, take a little hike. So it looks like when they decided to close the lagoons, from what I could see, at least on social media, there were residents who were pretty upset about the decision to close the lagoons. So why is that exactly?
They were very upset. And I understand that a lot of people, what we're hearing, they go there to fish. They go there to get away from their family. They said sometimes they just need to go have space by themselves, to go for a walk, to see the nature. But we also had to look after the safety of those individuals. And they were following the guidelines that the governor had set forth as a recreational area.
So
that's why they decided to keep that closed. And now it's going to open tomorrow with the stage 3.
I know that I saw people were also upset that the Frankfurt golf course remained open with social distancing and cleansing protocols and things like that, while the lagoon remained closed, and that's more of an outdoor space. So do you think that was maybe justifiable for people to be asking why one was, open, the other was closed? Could you explain that a little bit?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that some people just do not understand the difference in that. We have somebody that we have contracted with to manage the golf course, and so they are on a different set of guidelines. Also, the governor from the very beginning said that golf courses could be open, of course, with restrictions. And when we talked with our golf course manager, we made him stay within restrictions. He had to tell us how he was going to sanitize, that they were going to walk. Now, we did allow him to put carts back on with one person, and something happened, and they were not monitoring that. So we did take the carts back away for a while and said walking only. But they promised us that they were going to sanitize, they were going to monitor the social distancing. So then we did allow the carts to go back on with one person.
So
it's a whole different setup. I mean, they like manage it. We have a management company that comes in.
So would you say, and in reference to what you just said, have there been issues with people following social distancing guidelines and various activities, or do you feel like it's still going pretty well?
I think it's going pretty well. And I just checked with someone from Main Street to see how the local businesses were doing, and they said everything's going really well with the public and how they're social distancing. And I think as I go out shopping or if I'm in the grocery store or something, I notice that people are taking those precautions.
So a number of businesses were allowed to reopen in stage 2. How many of Frankfurt's restaurants have reopened, would you say?
Oh, my gosh. I would probably say we're probably about the 75 to 80%. I do know there's some restaurants that have chosen to remain closed, except for carry out and delivery.
How many?
I would say we're probably somewhere around 75 to 80%.
And then the flip side of that question then is how many people in Frankfurt have been going to the restaurants that are reopened? You know, what has business been like for them? Do people feel comfortable eating out again in Frankfurt?
From what I've heard, that there have been people going out to eat. Some people are absolutely like, they're not going to go out to eat. I know myself, I have not been in a restaurant yet. And I do know that some people, they were anxious for them to open and they're out there. But to say a percentage or how many, I can't really tell you that.
Okay. How has the city been working with them on reopening? You know, does everyone have what they need? Do they have their protective equipment? You know, what are some of the issues you've been hearing from the businesses? Is, you know, what might they still need as they're continuing to kind of be open for the first time in a while?
You know, I think everything's going well. I think they have what they need. They have encouragement from not only from the city of Frankfurt, but Main Street works with them, our Chamber of Commerce. So they have a lot of avenues that they can go through to get assistance as they reopen.
You are listening to Ask the Mayor here on WBAA News. I'm your host, Emily Seiberg. Thanks so much for being with us. Frankfurt Mayor Judy Sheets is our guest. And Mayor Sheets, Prairie Creek Park's opening has been delayed again. So what's the latest on when it could open and when events might actually start being scheduled there instead of just kind of postponed?
I have kind of set a goal myself and hope that we can get events started back up or started over there in September. Now, the park may be open before then, but we do not have any date at this time. We're still waiting on soil so we can get our plants put in. There's some other finishing things. So I'm not positive when that park's going to be open, but it's my goal that we can start having events in September.
So it sounds like there's still a little bit of work to do on the construction and the landscaping and things like that. What are you thinking about for possibly continuing to make sure that big crowds can safely move around in that park in the fall, in September?
Okay, I think we're still going to have to look at the social distancing. By the time that we open that, we should be able to have at least the 250 people there. And I think that we're quite capable of doing that with the size of the park and the different activities within that park. We have a playground, we have a splash pad, we have areas that they can just sit, there's going to be stages. So I don't think that's going to be a problem at all.
I also saw that Frankfurt's annual hot dog festival was canceled for this year and then basically moved to next year. So what are the different ways that not having such a big annual event impact the city? You know, even aside from losing like a big fun thing that a lot of people come to, how might that impact businesses that maybe see a little more business when all those people come to town?
And I think we will see that financial impact on the businesses because it was very beneficial for them. This was a tough decision Main Street had to make. I'm on the Main Street board, and I know how hard it was for them to make that decision. But there again, we were all looking at the safety and the health of others. You know, we wanted to make sure that we were making good, wise decisions. And if we went ahead to have that, you know, what if people were not conscious of that during that time? We just did not think that that was the proper thing to do at this time.
So when did the board and you really, as mayor, kind of start thinking we might just have to call it off? You know, how long have those conversations been going on?
As far as the hot dog festival?
As far as the hot dog festival, yeah.
Yeah, it's been probably a couple months now that, you know, it's been in the talking, and I'm thinking maybe 3 or 4 weeks ago is when that decision was made that they were not going to continue with that. But a lot of that also is you have to get your concerts in place, your vendors in place, and they usually start that in March, and we were just not able to do that. So just to try to get everything in place and have it ready to go at that date was not going to be possible as well.
So have you made any decisions about Frankfurt's 4th of July celebrations? You know, a lot of cities are making those decisions right now, or they're about to. Do you have any? Yeah. What's your decision on that?
Okay. So what we're doing on 4th of July, the actual festival part in the park with the vendors and the concerts and that type thing have been canceled. We are going to continue to have the fireworks, which is put on by our local JCs. The park will be open. There's going to be the shelters, the picnic tables available, the playground equipment, the restrooms are going to be open. It's just that we're not going to have the vendors along with the concerts. And part of that is as well trying to plan that and to get that organized so that we can let vendors know we couldn't go right up to the day before, or the week before, a month before, and have to cancel them. So
you'll still have, and what day is July 4th, Judy? I'm trying to think of that right now.
I'm trying to think, too. I think it's going to be on let me check. I wanted to say a Sunday, but I better not say that.
Well, whatever day it is, again, the question becomes, you're still going to have, okay, so you're going to have, that's kind of the kickoff of stage five, social distancing. How do you make that happen with that still what will probably be a sizable group of people, just even to watch the fireworks?
It is going to be difficult to do. I think, you know, we're just going to encourage people to do the social distancing, you know, if they're comfortable with mask. Of course, sanitizing, there again, you know, the picnic area, the playgrounds, I would highly recommend that they bring stuff to sanitize the tables and the equipment. It's going to be really hard to monitor that, but I hope that people will do that on their own.
What kind of feedback are you getting from residents about the reopening plans in general? I know that other mayors have said residents will reach out to them directly if they see something they're concerned about or something that might be unsafe or, you know, a group of people that might be too large and isn't social distancing. You know, have you heard from people about that? What have you heard from people?
Right at first I did. You know, people were concerned. Most of all, I would say that it was probably from the parks, the basketball courts, the skate park, that type thing. But in these last few weeks, I really have not heard a lot of people complaining, you know, about people not social distancing, not taking precautions. It really hasn't been a problem for us.
Do you think that's because people are just kind of getting more used to the way that things are, or that they don't perceive it as a problem anymore?
I think people are getting more used to it. I think a lot of people are realizing the importance of it, so they're taking it upon themselves to do that. And they recognize that they need to social distance, you know, wear masks. Not everybody's in favor of all of these things. I mean, it's more on social media that I've heard it. I've not had any complaints personally to me in the office in the last few weeks. But I know that people are just ready to move on. A lot of people are. They're ready to get out there and start trying to get back to normalcy.
So the Indiana State Department of Health updates its case counts across the state around noon every day, and I checked it right before we started talking, and Clinton County now has, it looks like, 185 cases.
I have not seen it today.
And over the past 2 days, the county's had its, you know, the two biggest one-day case increases reported. There were 14 yesterday, and then 22 cases were reported today. So given that, and I know that there is now more testing in Frankfort because you do have an ISDH testing site there now, and we can talk about that. But are you a little concerned about reopening more and more if the case count keeps going up? I know that last night, you and the county commissioners released a statement that you would be continuing to follow the governor's orders without making any local changes. So I guess what would be serious enough for that decision to change for you?
You know, and I kind of go back on what the governor said as well, is hospitalizations, I think, is a big thing that we're looking at right now. You know, hospitalizations, and I know another thing he was interested in was like ventilators, you know, if those were being used, ICUs, that type thing. We're not really hearing of the hospitalizations like we did at the beginning. I know the numbers are going up, but like you said, I think a lot of that's due to the testing that we have at the high school. So I think that's where we're getting a lot of our bigger numbers. Right now, I think that we will probably just continue going the way that we are. Now, if things change, as we know they can, then we may have to look at how we're moving forward as well.
So in terms of that testing site, do you know how many people have been heading over there to get tested? And then I guess in what ways is the city helping keep everything running smoothly? Even if it's just, let's make sure traffic isn't getting, you know, snarled up over in that area.
You know, we haven't had any problems there, and actually the Clinton County Board of Health are the ones that are helping with that, but we have not had any problems with that type thing, with, you know, traffic or citizens there. I have not heard of any problems.
Okay. So you were Frankfurt's clerk treasurer for over a decade, so you know a lot of the ins and outs of the city's finances. So I've been asking all the mayors, you know, what can you tell us about some budget issues you might be looking at in the coming year? You know, where you're foreseeing maybe some shortfalls or where some things might need to be cut. You know, if you were still clerk treasurer, I guess, what would you be telling your department heads about, you know, what they should be thinking about and planning for?
Mm-hmm. Right now, I would be telling them to watch their spending, which we did that 2 or 3 months ago when this first all started. It's like, we have got to stop the spending, only essential spending, only necessary items, that type thing. And I would continue with that. We're not sure on our tax roll. We did, of course, get an advance, which that made me very happy from the county auditor. But we still don't know what the tax draw is going to bring in for us this year. And that's a big concern of mine. And City General, of course, is what operates most of our departments within the city. So we're still watching our spending.
Okay.
Unless it's a necessity.
Now, I know last month the city council voted unanimously to delay the construction of the aquatic center. Is some of what we're talking about right now, did that kind of lead to that decision to put that on hold?
Yes, that along with also our local income tax will also be affected by this, and that's how we were going to fund that bonding for the pool for the aquatic center. And it's my understanding that we'll probably feel the effects of this in 2022, and we would be making bond payments at that time. So I'm kind of waiting to see, and I know the council is too, is just what is the financial impact of this, you know, the unemployment and just in general what it's done.
Would you consider modifying the Aquatic Center project so it's smaller or it's less expensive? Do you think that would help, or is this something that's just kind of going to be indefinitely paused?
Well, we said that we were going to take a look at it in about 3 months, every 3 months, reevaluate it, look at it again. I would not be opposed at all to maybe, you know, skimming it down a little bit, maybe not have everything if it means a difference, if not having one at all versus maybe something not quite as big. Now, what the council's thinking, I don't know, but that's my thoughts on it. Because I know the people are really missing the swimming pool. That's a big activity for the kids in the summer. Now, I do know we're going to have the splash pad, of course, at Prairie Creek Park, but it's not the same. You know, they want to be at the pool. So I would hope that we can come up with something soon to move forward on that.
Okay, Mayor Sheets, that's all our time for today. Thanks so much for talking with us.
Thank you.
And that's our time for today. You can find this program at our website, WBAA.org, along with an archive of our shows with the mayors of Lafayette, West Lafayette, and Crawfordsville. Thanks again for tuning in, and have a great rest of the day.
Support for WBAA comes from your membership and Encompass Credit Union, supporting Ask the Mayor and offering a full line of financial services to the people of Clinton and Tipton counties while supporting the communities they serve. More information at EncompassCU.org.